Jay, who the Prince, aka Rio. Got my main guy Ty. What it do, babe, bro?
Yo, what's good? What's the word? It's your boy, the real deal Ty. We in the building.
We in the motherfucking building. We live. Hey, yo, tonight gonna be so very special. We got the beautiful, lovely K. Superstar.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, first of all, we want to thank you for showing us love here at Wave Nation, Kay.
Of course. Thank you. I appreciate y'all for having me.
No doubt. You cool as fuck for that. You know what I'm saying? Though, we show love back to you.
I appreciate it.
So we kind of want to start off because this is a grand opportunity, but for those of the audience who don't know who you are, what are some things you want to say to them first?
Well, it's me, K Superstar. I am the pioneer woman of Central Motivator. That's my title. So basically, you know, awesome. I'm a regular cool person who inspires, but I just, you know, deliver in a different way, just being myself, which is like deemed sexual or sensual, I guess. I don't know. But that's me. I'm a motivator. I'm inspiring.
love.
No doubt. How long you been doing this shit, K, man? For real.
Well, interesting story. So, my background first. Well, I have a lot of backgrounds, but I turned myself into a business last year, but I was a webcam star for 4 years doing the same thing on my platform, but just like a little different way. But I've always been me. I've always done what I do, but I guess I became like official last year when I turned myself into a real the real deal.
So I mean, so what is those the big differences between what this 4 years, the 4 years before and this last year?
Well, me being a webcam model, I couldn't filter. So, you know, you got people that's coming on there that are my tribe. I like to say tribe, meaning like people that's understanding me, that's looking to me because I'm giving them some substance and some value. And then you have people in there that's, you know, strictly like everything that you would expect when you come to see a webcam model. So, so I had to filter myself and protect my tribe, so that I could also continue to add value to myself and not be drained. So, that's the difference, really.
Yo, how did you get into the cam shit? Because to me, like, cam shit just popped. I know it didn't pop out of nowhere, but I feel like it came strong out of nowhere, though, you know? So what made you get into the cam shit?
Well, I first jumped into webcam in 2014. And
you said since you were 14?
2014.
Oh, I was like, oh, shit.
And then I had paused and I started leading these women's empowerment groups. Just doing the same thing I do now, you know, awesome. Like telling people about their mind power, telling people about how their thoughts become things, everything that I did. And then that's when I paused and went back to cam. And I grew an audience. And I first got into webcam because I was looking for a way to make money being myself.
No doubt.
So, yeah, I definitely needed some money. But it was definitely part of my life journey. And, yeah, you know, it fit in everything. So.
Yeah, that's fantastic. You said something very interesting. Like, you sound very deep. Turn west at Northwestern Avenue. All right, so you sound very deep when you was like you get into it. So you do a lot of motivation and encouraging. So what made you tie the two together?
It's just kind of always been tied together. Like, ever since I was a little kid, I always used to say I wanted to be sexy. So I kind of was like, for me to tap into my sexual side, my sensual side, I'd rather say. But then I also always been like a motivation for people. I always been a coach. And I just guess I took it some steps further. I also just wrote a book. I didn't release it yet.
Oh,
it's an
shit.
E-book. I had this book. Wow. It's called The Answers Inside.
Oh,
so
shit.
Basically, I be getting a lot of messages, emails, DMs. People ask me questions like, how do I do this? How do I maintain? How do I stay positive all the time? How come no one ever seen me sweat? Stuff like that. So I just decided to turn it into a little ebook series. Well, not little, a major ebook series.
Yeah, major. Major.
A major ebook series. So my first one is going to, I think I'm going to go ahead and release that today.
Wow.
It's just 2 days ago.
Congrats.
Okay, superstar! Superstar!
<You're> lit.
Oh, yeah. My God, it's fun.
Hell yeah. No doubt. Yo, this shit is amazing, and, man. Yo, this shit is amazing.
You know, like, my brand just really represents transparency, confidence, and ultimately just being the best version of yourself. Like, if everybody just tap into what it is that they really like or what it is that they really want to do and silence out all the chicken littles and just do them, life would really be in the flow for everyone. Like, no resistance.
No doubt.
Yeah.
I believe
so that's
in that shit.
Spread.
Yeah, I believe that shit, man. Because everybody got a mind they own instead of minding your business, you know?
Yes.
And if they can do that, they can focus on themselves and find out what they're capable of and what their gifts and talents is and then build off of that instead of...
Exactly.
Yeah.
But people need the courage. They need the push, the extra push.
Yeah, and that's where you come in at, right? Motivated.
I try to lead by example.
No doubt. So I was looking at your website, and everything you're saying, I can see that on your website. But when you look at it, who do you have a target audience? Like, who are you focusing on? Or is it no target audience?
So here's the thing. I mentioned Tribe earlier, right?
Yeah.
Tribe is basically energies or people who are attracted to you. So do I have a target? No. My whole target is just people that's ready or people who are already winners and want to win more. And whatever that looks like, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm. No.
I get married old couples. I got freaking people in Belgium, you know what I'm saying? Like, they all look different types. It's really no target. I got 18-year-olds. I got 67-year-olds.
God damn.
Wow.
God damn. That shit is fire, bro. Shit is fire.
That's dynamic.
Okay, that shit's crazy. Yo, where you from?
I'm from Baltimore, Maryland.
What?
Bimo!
Wait! Yes! No doubt. We fuck with Baltimore hard, yo. My people's from Baltimore. We love it.
That's what's up.
Yeah, Poplar, Mosier, Lafayette, you already know.
Oh, you're from, okay, cool.
Do.
That's from the city, too.
Do.
That's funny.
Hey, yo, real down low, K-Superstar, nigga.
Yo, the truth, right? It's a fact.
I love this guy, nigga. Shit crazy. You got that shit vibing, yo. You doing your thing out there. You making books, you making moves, you motivating, you living your best life. I mean, what the fuck, yo? Who can hate on you, yo? Let's do it.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Let's do it. But what makes you get up in the morning? What motivates you?
Facts.
Honestly, what motivates me the most is me just being the best that I could be to add value in the ways that I can add value to whether it's my situation, environment, or people. That's what really drives me. So I add value to people by making people see a different perspective or making them feel good about themselves or making them feel like they can go ahead and do whatever it is that they want to do. And that feeds me. That add value to me. That breathes like... That is energy and oxygen to my flames for real, so.
God damn. Look at them terms. Oxygen. Add oxygen to me.
Nah, that's love.
Yeah, no doubt.
Word, and like, you know, I hear everything that you're saying, Kay, but it's like, you know, a lot of people don't really get to the point where you at mentally and the way you process things. And like, my question to that is like, what is some key like things or key turns in the process that made you like really have that outlook?
Life experiences, really. So I'm not into numbers, and maybe we could talk about that another time, because that's kind of like a whole different thing.
Okay.
But I'm a number five, so okay. My whole outline is all about pushing boundaries, living with no ceilings. I gotta live through my own experiences. Like,
awesome.
It's just, I'm really a free five. So on the opposite end of my five, when I was on the first end of the spectrum before I found myself and figured myself out, I did a lot of wild stuff. Mm-hmm. And so I had to pay attention to how it made me feel, the situations that it led me to, the way of thought, like my thought pattern, all of that. So I kind of just learned through experiences, and I just like to share and let people know, like, what I've learned, so that they could like maybe be inspired to take a different outlook about certain things that maybe I already did, or, you know, I got here through just being myself.
That's real.
Yo, K cool as shit, right, yo?
Thank That's, you.
Yo, I love this shit, man. We feel like we've been rocking with you for a very fucking long time, man. This don't seem like the first time we talking to you, yo.
Facts,
That's
people.
Good.
That's real good, yo. You just got an easygoing vibe, like you figured life out, you know, and that shit is respectable.
For real.
The blue card is in the book. The answer's inside.
We gotta get that. Everybody get that motherfucking book. You already know.
Facts. It. Facts. Like, so I guess you gonna put it on your Instagram and on your website and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'll post it on my Instagram and on my website today.
Okay, word. Plug it in.
Yes, I will for sure.
Did anybody help you write that book, or you wrote it?
No, I wrote it. I wrote it on Friday night, Saturday morning. Well, Friday night, I decided, because I had got another message. So I didn't feel like writing all that stuff in the DM. So I responded and said, I'm just going to write it out.
Yeah.
Just give me a few days. And so it was done in 2 days.
2 days?
Yeah.
You wrote a whole book in 2 days?
It's a short ebook. It's about 10 pages.
Oh,
with,
okay.
So, because it's actually me telling you what it is that you might be feeling, and then me telling you exactly what you should do. It's my suggestions. But if you take my suggestions, it will change your life.
Oh, shit. Coming from the superstar, motherfuckers.
Really?
Yeah. That shit, wow. I can see why the world fuck with you, you know what I'm saying? Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. Because that's how you got to be, man. People, you are a people's person. Like, I'm enjoying the fuck out of this. You know what I mean? This shit is crazy.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no doubt. You showing love to the wave. God damn. We got to show love back. How is LA treating you?
Wow. I love LA. LA is open. Like, it's literally no ceilings. It's so much opportunity out here. It's so much that you could just take in, learn, focus. Don't end it yet. Did you end it already?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, I'm still in my lift.
Oh.
I gotta get out and go on my little shoot.
She out here moving around.
Yo, Kay Superstar moving in this bitch. Wave Nation.
That's so funny. But yeah, I love LA. It's cool out here. It's either you got it or you don't.
Oh, yeah, you either got it or you don't.
Fuck.
Yeah.
How long you been in the hills?
Well, I don't live in the hills. I just be up in the hills. You know, okay. My bag ain't up like that just yet.
God damn.
You got it. It's right there.
I live in the city.
Okay. So you prominent on that side?
I kind of move around everywhere. Wherever stuff is at, where I need to be at, that's where I'm at.
That's where you at. Heard.
Yeah.
Sound like my type. That's lit.
No doubt. Yo, what does it for you, Kay? Like, I know that you guiding people, you teaching people how to live life, live their best life, and through sexuality and sensuality. But what does it for you?
You said what does it for me?
Hell yeah, what does it for you?
What you mean? What does what do for me? Like what?
Like what?
Sorry, my lift driver I had to get out.
Lift driver like about to crash and shit. Is that motherfucking superstar in the back?
God damn! Stop the ride. I'm like, don't stop the ride. Like, just keep it on.
He said, I'm trying to hit his shit. I'm trying to hit his shit.
Like,
he tripping.
God damn.
He ain't trying to go nowhere.
No. Well.
Yo.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. I said.
Okay, so.
Go ahead, Kay.
All right, go ahead. What you got to say?
Yeah, I was like, yo. So I was like, you coach everybody on what North and through sexuality, through sensuality, but what does it for you?
Oh, okay. Like, how do I stay motivated?
Yeah. How do you stay motivated?
Do myself. I'm my biggest motivation. Because it's like, at the end of the day, we can only bet on self. We can only count on self. And I think about my family and everybody else who might need a little boost, you know what I'm saying? But I keep myself motivated because I just know where I want to be at, and I know that in order for me to keep on reaching them levels, I gotta keep on doing exactly what I'm doing.
Got you.
So.
And so, since you're so comfortable in your own skin, obviously, mm-hmm. what gets you in the headspace? What gets you in the mood? Like, what does it for you?
Well, I enjoy being like nude and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I don't necessarily look at it as like as sex. Like I look at myself more as like an art of expression. So I enjoy like being in myself. Like I don't have to like get in any space. I could pop on in front of a camera. I could pop on in front of anything and still say exactly everything I need to say.
Oh shit! No doubt. So you don't really need. You just living it. You live this lifestyle, so you don't need to like kind of take yourself there. You already there.
Yes, I always been myself. Actually, like when I was about 8, it's a funny story. I guess maybe it's funny. I hope it's funny. When I was 8, I used to play all the time with my sister. So I remember one time she was in the room. I had got naked and put on some knee-high socks, you know, the school socks when we used to be in school.
Yeah.
I had on some Pumas, and I was butt-naked. So then I knocked on the door, and she just opened the door. I was just standing there waiting for her. Like, I used to do little dumb stuff like that. Or play on the phone and be like, what you doing? Oh, yeah? And then I'd be like, all right, on Tammy, I'm going to call you later. So I always kind of been, like, playing with my sexuality. You know what I'm saying? I always played with it.
Yeah! You butt naked in two stocks, yo.
With the Pumas on. With the Pumas on.
With the Pumas.
Yes.
Shout out the Pumas,
man. You already know.
Yes.
What was your?
I still like Pumas too.
Oh, you still like Pumas? I bet you do. Goddamn, they gonna send you a free pair after this shit.
Word.
I hope they do. Shit.
What's the P.O. box? We got you.
K Superstar, motherfuckers. If you don't know, you know now. Let's go. What was your wildest sexual experience, K? Hell yeah.
I don't know. it's, you know, like, I done a lot of wild stuff. You gotta keep in mind, I came from the adult industry.
Word, yes. You did, didn't you? You did.
Yeah.
The adult industry, it's a lot of stigmas out there and a lot of truths and a lot of false. Let us know the real shit of how the adult industry is, because we on the outside looking in. So tell us how it really is.
I mean, that's the thing. I was just a webcam model, okay? So it's like, I didn't sign no contracts. I was my own boss. I do my own thing. I had women that I used to pay. I used to produce my own films and do stuff like that.
You was making your own pornos.
Well, yeah, I did. I produced them.
Yeah.
Sold them. But it's like, I had some offers too. I would never get in the porn world. I never wanted to take it that far.
Oh.
Because that's like a sentence. So you don't have control over yourself. You know what I'm saying? And then I'm solo. So I don't, like, it's, no.
Oh, it's just you?
Yeah.
Oh, no doubt. So you ain't want to get caught up in that bullshit.
Nah.
And I mean, is that shit tempting though? Like, I know it got tempting.
Yeah, it definitely is. It could be fun. It could be draining. It could be well paid. It could be bad days. You know, it's just like anything else, up and down. You're an entrepreneur. And so whatever tone you set on your broadcast is exactly what it's going to be.
Damn. Did you start off with somebody or you started off by yourself? You always been solo?
I started off solo, and then I became a couple. I was in a relationship for 4 years.
Oh, shit.
So.
What happened to
you? We was a couple. I left in July 2017. I've been single since then.
Oh, shit. No doubt.
But I went solo before we broke up. And so.
Did he like that shit? He didn't like that shit, did he?
What, that I was solo?
That you left him.
Oh, no. I think he all right now.
You sure?
He was sick. Oh, no, we don't know.
He was sick. Shout out to him, though. I don't want no trouble. I don't want no beef because I haven't talked to him. I haven't talked to him at all. I have no desire to, but.
Oh.
You got popping and dip.
I got what?
You got popping and dip?
Hell no. I already been myself.
Word.
Yeah. Oh.
I was already myself.
Yeah.
The thing about it is, I made sure that we was on our feet sturdy, and then I left. Feel me? I ain't just leave them and we was and shit wasn't right.
Yeah, you want a complete savage.
Furniture in the house, you know what I'm saying? Everything's good. Even had some crab legs in there the last day.
Alright, cool, man.
Oh, shit. Nah, that's not okay. That's sad.
What happened? I thought she said she left him with. I didn't even hear it. What she said?
She said that they had crab legs on the last day.
on the last day I was in the house.
Last day in the house. You cooked it too?
No, I didn't. We didn't even get a chance to cook them. I was supposed to come back home, but then the way shit went, I just ain't never go back.
Oh, you served them his last meal with some crab legs.
Some cold crab legs. Some uncooked crab legs.
Savage.
No.
Don't tell me that was his favorite meal.
I like crab legs. So it was like, they was, you know, we was.
Cause you from Baltimore. That's why you like, you from B-more. That's where the crab legs come from.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Where was he from?
He's from Baltimore too.
Oh, he's from Baltimore too. Goddamn.
Mm-hmm. We were living in Atlanta together.
Atlanta, goddamn. What is Atlanta? What was Atlanta like for you?
Oh my God. So listen, let me tell you. I really experienced Atlanta after I had left, right? So I love Atlanta. I just moved to LA in August, but I love Atlanta. Like, I don't even have nothing else to say except for I love it.
Atlanta, good vibes. Good vibes. No doubt. What's new for me? God damn it, K Superstar. Like, shit, you doing your damn thing out there, man. Like,
I appreciate that.
Yeah, man. Everybody fuck with you. Like, everybody you meet, they just instantly fuck with you. They be like, oh, shit, she the one. Or it's like, you got to fill it out.
Okay, so let me tell you this. Everybody always fuck with me. If anybody don't fuck with me, that's a reflection of how they feel about themselves. Because me, I get along with anybody, everybody. And it's not like I try to. It's just like I just...
Shit natural.
Yeah, so if a person... And I can feel energy, too. So, like, a lot of people would try to, like, vampire me.
Ooh, she using the terms, man.
So,
she about that. Yeah.
I just be filtering. I filter through people. And, but yeah, that's what I gotta do, filter through people.
Yeah, what about our vibes? How you feel about us right now?
Y'all good.
Yeah,
y'all good. Okay. Y'all great energy, for real.
Yo, son, that's the shit. A lot of people don't understand the energy and the vibes and the waves, but you do. But that's very important, you know what I'm saying? Because I think we are disconnected from that part of us as beings in our lives because of the distractions out there. But we can go a lot further if we pay attention to the chakras and the vibes.
Yes, and that's a fact. Just listening to your gut, listening to you with your heart, like, you can feel it in your body. And that's another thing that my ebook will discuss, how to listen to your mind, your body, and your gut, just everything. Just paying attention to your energy so that you can keep on advancing ahead.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Have you ever had, like, an intense spiritual encounter?
Have I had a what?
An intense spiritual encounter before.
Oh, yeah, I do a lot of magic in my house. I don't want to say too much because I don't want people to think I'm crazy, you know what I'm saying? But I know I like to, I have a tribe of people who, I'm transparent to the world, but it's different when you come into my house, you know what I'm saying? You come into my house, that's headquarters. So it's like you get in a whole, you can see through me. So I'll invite my tribe in, and then we'll, like, maybe, I don't know, everything will just come together. Just a whole bunch of creating and advancing, opening up, and next day phone calls, and just go like that. So, yeah, I be having a lot of high frequency spiritual experiences.
Oh, no, goddamn doubt.
That's weird.
No doubt. If we come to LA, you gonna be a good host?
Yeah, sure.
No doubt.
Depending
never...
on what y'all trying to do, you know what I'm saying?
Well,
but yeah.
I never been to LA, so
what's the dispensaries like?
They cool, they everywhere. I know a few people who have dispensaries too, so that's covered.
Damn, can't plug in, dog. Shit.
Yeah, shout out to them.
Yeah, K the plug, nigga. K the plug. So far, yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Real.
No, I was just gonna say. So, I mean, you got a lot of stuff going on. You got the book coming and everything. Is there anything that's on your vision board that you don't mind sharing with that you?
Oh yeah, absolutely. My ultimate thing is I'm going to have my own show. That's in the works.
That's the shit on YouTube, right?
Yeah, but it's bigger than that.
Yeah, way bigger than that.
Way bigger than that.
Motherfuckers, way bigger than that.
And you know what? That's another thing. Like, all these platforms, see, this is, I got my focus on the big screen, on the big thing for the show, right?
Yeah.
But, like, YouTube, they didn't ban my... I have a new YouTube account now. Like, it's just, like, you know, little... That's why I know everything is bigger than what it is right now. Because... And that's another thing. When y'all keep getting banned and shit like that and denied, and that just means some bigger shit. So keep your eyes on the bigger things.
No doubt. No, bigger things! Bigger things!
Hey, quote that.
You heard it first. Yeah. You heard it from K Superstar. Bigger things. No, that shit all facts, yes. Though. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to keep your eyes on the prize. Consistency is key, you know?
Yes.
A lot of doors go shut before one opens, so you got to be there at the right opportunity.
Yes. And take it when it's present itself.
No doubt. You ever get that fear? Is that still there every time, or is it completely gone?
I don't have no fears. My last fear, I read January 2018, and it was of pit bulls. I had been scared of dogs for a long time. So I had the opportunity to pat a pit bull that came through the lobby of the Atlantic. Y'all know the Atlantic.
Yeah.
So I knew that dog had good energy just because it looked good. So I touched his head, and I read my last fear.
Oh, wow. Look at you. Look at you overcoming life.
You know, but that was one of my life goals, to have no fear.
Wow.
I have no fears. I came to L.A. by myself.
By yourself?
Oh, my God.
Can you walk us through that journey, like, the thought process behind that? Because, you know, a lot of people be afraid to, like, take a lot of trips by themselves. You know, I would say at one point in time, I wouldn't travel without other people going. But now I get up and go dolo. But, like, what is your thought process that got you to that? Like, walk us through that process and that transition of you saying, hey, I'm about to just go to L.A.
So, I had said it. I was trying to decide where was the next place I wanted to move to, because I knew I wanted to leave Atlanta in July. And then I had kind of just said L.A. in January, and then I just kept saying it, so it became a solid thing. And then next thing you know, I was here in August. I came here with two bags, one big-ass bag and one little carry-on. And shout-out to my friend. He let me crash with him for a little bit.
Awesome. Yep.
And then I got my own spot. So that's what I'm doing out here. But what got me there is because, honestly, I like being by myself. I'm only in control of my own energy.
That's right.
And I know my mind's strong. And I'm in control of creating everything that I want to happen every day.
Talk about that isolation period. You say you're comfortable in your own skin, you're comfortable with being alone with yourself. And that's key to discovering yourself. Elaborate on that for us, Kay.
So the key to discovering yourself is to listen to yourself. Like, if you're used to doing a habit that really make you feel uneasy, or really something that's be pissing you off, whatever, those are the things, those are the emotions that you need to pay attention to in real time, and then decide if you're going to make a change. So that's you putting yourself first, getting a little selfish in a good way, establishing your foundation for your mental health, your physical health, your financial health, everything, just as a whole. And you can't really like control how another person feels or what they might think at any moment. Even if they on the same page with you this day, tomorrow could be different. So I like to love people and still know people and deal with people in the way that they can add value to me the most, and vice versa. And just being around me don't add value to me. Like, it has to be something that we're working towards together progressively. So in the meantime, I gotta protect my own energy and my own creation that's going on, so I can only just do that by myself. Unless I'm creating something with someone else, then I can do it with them.
No doubt. Yo, you was very, very wise. Yo, you hear this real deal?
Yo, fuck.
Damn. There's so many layers to K Superstar, you know what I'm saying? I bet you a lot of people don't realize that. Like, just talking to you is just like blowing, you know what I'm saying? It's blowing my mind, because just looking at you, they can probably see like just the surface. Oh, she is a beautiful woman. But just hearing you talk, you know what I mean? It's like, you really know what the fuck you talking about. You dig it?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no doubt.
And you know, a lot of people don't know everything that come with me unless they know. But sometimes people just stop at the surface. That's what I was saying. Like, when I was on cam, I was losing a lot. I was feeling drained. So it's just
no pun intended.
Stick to my tribe, like people that understand and appreciate and respect where I'm coming from. And we can, like, you know, talk together. Right. Rather than just see the surface.
Can people still find your cam shit out there?
I mean, I'm not going to tell you go look for it.
Where is it?
No, don't look for it. You know. So let me tell you another thing. People that's listening to this, y'all need to know it's rude and it's violating to record someone's live stream and upload it for your own entertainment.
Oh,
that's not right.
That's
so
not
anything
cool.
That anybody, no, that's not cool. And so anything that anybody ever uploaded that was recorded, that maybe even that they paid for or they just sing or period to upload it on a site, that's infringement. Mm-hmm. But you know, don't nobody go that far with it.
Some people that do that, they'll steal in content, you know what I'm saying?
For real.
Yeah, people have done that to me. That's why I'm speaking on it.
Right. Motherfuckers.
Yeah,
don't steal the content.
Right.
Damn, it was that good. Like, shit, we never seen it, you know what I'm saying? But after talking about it and things like that, you know what I mean? We go, you know what I'm saying, dog? You know what I'm saying?
So I know we're talking about the tribe and the vampires and stuff like that, and you know, like, I just want to dig into that a little bit. Like, you, I know you got your tribe and stuff like that, but like, for the other people and their tribes and stuff, like, how do you recognize what a vampire could be, or like, and like, what they do, like, how can you spot them out?
Very good question.
Okay, so a vampire is someone that always need something from you, whether it's your time or just to be around you, to hear your voice, maybe something more physical, maybe like a touch or something like goods or some money. It's supposed to be a two-way. Like, if we gonna hang together or be around each other, I should feel charged up. I shouldn't discharge you. So that, in that sense, that's when you turn to a client. For real.
And that come with fees.
That's a personal tribe, though. That's a personal tribe.
Nice.
The thing about it is, when I speak about tribe, I speak about it in two ways. I have a personal tribe that's like part of my house. When I say part of my house, I mean like that literally and figuratively. And then I have the tribe of the people who actually follow me and watch me and read me and stuff like that. Because I'm advice to them. In turn, they get advice back to me by telling me that they appreciate the message or asking me questions or anything like that, because that's what helps me to keep on doing whatever it is I'm supposed to keep on doing. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. Word. So when you say tribe, the first thing come to mind is spiritual. You know, are you coming from that standpoint? Is that a part of within your tribe experience?
Well, I am a spiritual being, so, I mean, when I say tribe, I didn't really think about it on what level it was on, just more so, like, of a attraction. Like, when you get your tribe, y'all gonna have the similar point of view, similar common denominators, you know, similar goals.
Like, these are people,
yeah.
You know, your tribe, your
yes.
people, you know what I'm saying? People that fuck with you, family, you know?
Right. Yeah, so I didn't really think about whether it was spiritual or not. I just thought about the meaning of the word.
Gosh, you could have been tapping into something that, you know what I'm saying?
I could have been.
Yeah.
I could be. You know, everything is the wildly place I'm supposed to go, so.
Yeah, because when you get into tribes and you're thinking of it on that level, especially if you're tapping in, it goes way deeper than that.
Right.
You know, so I think you're on the path. I think you really are tapping into something great, something inner. So I think you should continue it. Much love to you, and that shit is commendable. You know what I'm saying? We should round of applause that. Okay, superstar in the tribe.
Facts.
Thank you.
No doubt. So what's new for you, Kay? Like, what's the next for you to conquer?
Well, actually, I got the same things going on that I've. You know, that's a part of my lane, which is my merchandise, my website for like one-on-ones, and also my blog is there. So let's not forget about that. Most recently I did a collab with Carl Kana. So he's like a good mentor to have. Y'all know who that is, of course, right?
Of course.
No doubt. No doubt.
Okay,
shout out.
Cool.
Yeah. Carl
Kana. Shout out Carl Kana, thank you. So yeah, you know, I just be focused on the same shit that I be doing. Just keep on taking it to the next level. Like right now, I'm about to prep and get some content in because I gotta stay on top of that. But
well, the shit popping now, cause we linked in, Kay. Can I say that, Kay? We linked in, baby.
Yeah, we linked in.
No doubt, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out though. So the I can, I will, I did. Like, when was that birth?
Okay, so first it started as I can, I will, I must. So this is why words are very important. Words shape our life. They carry frequencies. They actually come into our reality. So at first it started with just the hats, and that was last year, last May. I can, I will, I must. I did that. I ran the first two boxes up, and then it hurried up and shifted to I can, I will, I did, because I did that shit for real.
No doubt.
And it just has a better
flow.
Yeah, it has a better flow. It's like I can, I will, I did. So like, really do it and get it done.
No doubt. I mean,
no matter what it is.
That's fire, because what you're saying, a lot of your stuff comes from the word, you know? Do you realize that? Like, what you just said is the other way of saying, you know, the power of life and death is in the tongue. So you speak it for it to become a reality, and then things manifest. So you are, like, you walk in it. You talk about tribes. You're talking about speaking life into life to manifest things. Like, you are really on that spiritual path. Do you realize?
Yes.
And that's a beautiful, beautiful thing. I encourage it. That's fucking awesome. Good job, Kay.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Word. But okay, so K Superstar. I want to get into that. Like what? Like what is your legal name K Superstar?
Yeah.
Ooh, you changed it.
Yeah, she changed it.
Come on, you know it's not. It's not.
Oh, you said it's not.
It was a leading question. It was a leading question.
Said I thought it was. I said she ill as shit. I thought you did a Sean Combs and a Diddy and shit.
Oh my gosh, that is so funny. No, you know, like I love my real name. My real name is beautiful. It's me. And Casey just calls me too. You know what I'm saying? It's my brand. I let my real name out when it's necessary.
When it's time.
Nah,
yeah,
it's all good. It's all good.
Nah, but the real question is like where did Superstar, like, could have been Dragonfly, Butterfly, Superstar, you know, Rose.
I decided
anything,
on
like,
that.
I just decided.
I can, I will, I did. I heard.
We did this shit.
Yes.
She did this shit.
See, everything is decision. Anything that you want, you just gotta decide on it firmly.
For sure.
So I decided that I wanted. I tried out a few different names.
Okay.
What was the other names? Come on. What was the rough drafts?
Well, my first name was Model Type K.
Ooh.
I had that name for a few years. So people used to shorten me and call me Model Type.
Model Type. All right. Next, go ahead.
And then I went to this really short. I was a rock star, but I wasn't a rock star. I wasn't feeling that. I tried it out. See, that's another thing. It's okay to try things out and then change your mind and tweak it to what you want it to be.
Right.
You don't have to stick with anything.
No doubt.
And so then next, I just was like, matter of fact, what happened was, I think I was out with my big homies and somebody had called me Superstar. And so I just played on that.
Superstar.
And then after that, that's what it was. So.
Say less.
No doubt. What a cool backstory, right?
Word.
How you get your name, Real Deal?
Shit, man. Real Deal. Really, to be honest, I came up with it because, you know, like, I wanted to have my name in my shit, for sure, for sure. And, you know, a lot of people be having crazy-ass names, like, you know, ex-drug dealers and gangsters and shit like that. And, you know, I never wanted to be anybody else. So, you know, like, I'm like, when I put out the word, I just want to be Real Deal. Like, you know, that's what it is. Like, I'm not trying to sugarcoat shit. You know, I just want to be who I am. Kind of similar to K Superstar, and that was just that. And I was like, you know what? From now on, call me Real Deal Ty, and that's what it is.
You made that decision. That's what's up.
You say what you want, you can have what you say. You say what you want, you can have what you say. No doubt.
Yes.
Facts.
Facts. Wave Nation. No doubt. Yo, I'm so stoked that you on the wave, K Superstar. Like, you got motherfucking K Superstar on Wave Nation. Like, that shit sound good. God damn.
Oh, you make me feel good.
Yeah, you make us feel good. God damn. God damn.
Love.
Shit, like, yo, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, when you got on the phone and shit, I'm like, oh, shit. This shit about to be. I mean, shit, I'd heard about it, but god damn. Oh my god. How can anybody get anything done around you, Kay?
Focus.
Oh my gosh.
That shit is fucking awesome, man. Fucking awesome. But yeah, we really, really, really appreciate the love. I'm sorry, Real Deal. Go ahead, babe. Bro!
Yeah, no, I just wanted to say, like, so I know you got your brand. I know you're being kind of modest right now, but it's another saying on one of your hats, and I definitely want you to quote that.
Do not fear being yourself, for the things you want you to.
Can you say it one more time with some conviction so that they hear you?
Yes. Do not fear being yourself, for the things you want you to.
Mm-hmm. God damn, did you make that up, Kate?
Yes.
Oh my god, that shit is fire, bro.
Fire.
Yo got fire, that shit crazy. When you made that up, was you like, oh shit, I'm on one. This is the one right here.
Well, you want to know, it's funny because what happened was when I decided to first go ahead and do this, I just woke up one day and I was like, shit, that's what I'm about to do. Go do hats. So I went to the mall. I walked to the mall because I live across the street. Went and got a little hats from H&M. Went to Lids. And they asked me what I wanted on there. So I said, I must. And then I just was like, do not fear being yourself, for the things you want you to. So I guess it maybe was divinely placed upon me. I don't know, because it really just came to me.
That shit, it's so fucking true. The things you want you to. I never heard it like that, you know?
Because
we want so much, but what we want and desire wants us to. Shit. No doubt.
Yes.
Fire.
Yeah, all the hoes out there listening like, oh shit, oh shit.
No, LeBron don't want you. He married.
Right. They were casting spells and shit. I must speak it to the atmosphere. I'm speaking it.
Word, that comes with a disclaimer. You gotta disclaim that, J-Ho.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, to all the hoes out there, you know what I'm saying? Throwing it in the atmosphere. That's not what Kay was saying. You see what I'm saying? She said, what you want, you would have, and what You have want you. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to put a little disclaimer out there.
Limited time offer. No purchase necessary. Offer valid. So the thing is, during the production of the soundboard, subject even if about- something, even if you're not showing up on something radar, you can make yourself show up on the radar just from the thought and the attention of it. So if you put the attention there and you put it out there and you have intention behind it, then it will definitely magnify to you.
That is a fact. Yet again, that's the word. That's the word. That's the definition of faith. You know what I'm saying? Things hope for. It's for real. Like, you saying the shit, and don't even probably know you saying it. She following that principles and shit, and don't even probably know it. You know what I'm saying?
What you say?
I say you following. Oh, you talking to the lip.
No, not for sorry. I know I'm gonna fall. I'm there. Thanks. I'm back.
Alright, no doubt.
Nah, I told you I had to shoot. It came outside like, you ain't know you.
Oh, you had a shoot?
I'm call. Yeah, y'all good though. I'm okay.
Oh shit, Kay still working while she working. God damn, Kay. You don't stop, can't stop, won't stop. Yeah.
No, can't stop.
That's fire as fuck, y'all.
Like, none of us.
Yo, you make us want to come to LA, Kay.
Come.
Oh shit, she invited us, Kay. You heard that real deal? We gotta go. Hey. We gotta go.
Facts. We out there. Yo, is it true? Was it snowing? Where was it? Was it snowing out there? No, it was snowing in Vegas. Oh, in Calabasas too? Oh,
I had seen that on Instagram. I'm not really sure.
That's where all the rich people live, right? Calabasas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many celebrities you be seeing out there besides yourself? I like that
kid. I be seeing a lot of celebrities. You know, they be having kickbacks and stuff, and they be out around. It's like you can see anyone depending on where you at.
You gotta be in the right place.
True. Yeah, you gotta be in the right place. I thought I saw Samuel L. Jackson, but it was just some old nigga. I was like, yo, what's up, motherfucker?
Crazy.
Actually, you know what? I seen Samuel L. Jackson the other night.
You seen who?
Oh, no, my bad. No, I seen Wesley Snipes.
You saw Blade? Oh, shit. What was that?
Yeah, he was killing those vampires for you.
He was at this gala. I had went to this gala. He was at the gala.
Oh, that's fire as fuck. That's fire as fuck. If a celebrity wanted to shoot a video with you, like a dirty video, would you do it?
No, I don't really know what that means.
A nasty video.
What, like a flick?
Yeah. Shoot a flick. If you want to shoot an old school term called a flick, if you want to shoot that, would you do it?
No, I wouldn't do it. Because at the end of the day, I'm me. I don't have to do anything that I don't necessarily feel like I want to do or need to do or have to do or anything like that. I've had, you know, come on now, I've had situations present in front of me. I ain't no, you know.
Yeah.
I don't be doing too much. No, I be passing. I'm good.
Yeah, I be passing. Word. Yeah, you can tell she from Baltimore. All them dudes. That shit, wow. That shit's so fucking funny. Only people from Baltimore talk like that, yo. What you about to do? What you about to do? I love it. Wave Nation! No, that shit live as fuck. Real deal. Thank you, Kay. Thank you, Kay, for coming on Chilling with the Nation. We fuck with you.
Thanks for having me, y'all. I had fun with y'all.
Yeah, we got a lot of fun. We got a lot of fun. You know what I'm saying? We can't wait to bring you back. Would you come back to chill with us, Kay?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah, no doubt.
Say less.
Yes.
No doubt. If you can give some words of wisdom to the tribes and to the nation, what would you say, Kay?
just keep doing you. Like, do whatever it is that you do and make sure you do the best at it. Like, and that sounds so cliche, but it's really real. And as long as you just keep doing you and do you authentically, everything is going to flow. And just always listen to the first thing that comes to your mind, the first thing that comes to your heart, your stomach, your spirit, your gut, because that's the answer. That's the real answer. And at the end of the day, when we go around with our intuition says first, we always still end up back at the same spot that we were supposed to be at. So wouldn't you want to just get there a little sooner, just being yourself and listening to yourself?
No doubt. So,
Perfect.
Yo, I can only imagine what that Lyft driver was thinking about when he was driving you around.
Get out. That's all he wanted to say. Get out. I'm on the schedule.
What are you wearing today?
Right now, I got on some shell heads with some dark blue denim holly jeans and the little green, white, and blue windbreaker.
Oh, shit. Got a windbreaker on?
Fire.
Yeah, I just got on something chill. It's a crop. It's actually a really cool windbreaker too. It's crop.
Oh, it's crop. Oh, yeah.
Yo.
You got your nails done too? Okay, you got your nails done?
Yes.
Okay. Ooh, yeah. Got them nails? We got them feet done too? The toes too?
Mm-hmm. And you want to know what's on my nails?
What's on your nails, okay? What's on your nails?
Numbers.
Numbers?
Number five?
Number five?
And 8 and 4, 3, 1.
Oh, 1. No 6?
9.
No 6? No 9? No.
Yeah. 9, 6.
Yo.
They all carry different frequencies.
Ooh, what's 6-9? What's the frequency of 6-9? Okay.
Well, 6 is about balance and harmony, value and relationships, marriage and divorce, figuratively and literally speaking, meaning that things come to an end and also things come to a beautiful beginning. 9 is all about the flow, like philanthropy, humanitarianism, giving to receive. Oh. That's what those two are about.
Giving to receive. No doubt, Kay.
Love.
Yo, Kay, Superstar, we love you. No doubt, son. I'm saying, I'm trying to get nasty, Kay. I'm trying to get nasty. And then you...
Then she
teaching this stuff and shit. You know what I'm saying? Teaching this stuff. It's like the shirt coming off. That's what you got on, the 6 and the 9. But then the alignment of the stars and number 9 means, oh shit, shirt coming back on. We love it though. We love it though. Yo, you cool as shit, Kay. We fuck with you.
Thanks, y'all. Y'all cool too.
No doubt, y'all. No doubt. What's the live show on the motherfucking station? Real deal?
You already know. Wave Nation.
Wave
we outside.
Nation. We outside.
Yes. And we got shout out to y'all.
No doubt. Shout out to you. Shout out to you. Motherfucking K. Superstar. Wave Nation. Make sure y'all tune the fuck in. It's Jay Who the Prince. A.K.A. Rio, got my main guy, Ty, in his bitch.
You already know the time. Real deal, we outside. You on the checkout. Go ahead, close us out, okay?
Close us out?
I mean, if you don't want to go, baby, we can stay.
I mean, well, it's been great, you know what I'm saying? Thanks for having me. Casey Bissell on all platforms, even on my .com, you know what I'm saying? And y'all can call me back anytime. Y'all got my number.
You heard that? We got K number in this bitch. She your friend now. No doubt, K. On some real shit, y'all, we love you. We love the fact that you fuck with us, so we fuck with you. Can we be a part of your tribe?
Yeah, of course.
And you can be a part of the nation. Wave Nation! Let's fucking do it! Let's do it!
One.
One! One!